Okay, today by the Shem, we're continuing in the 8th Parak of Maseches Bav Metzion. We're up to Parakhes Mishnah Tes. So it says in the Mishnah, Hamaskar Bayis Chaveru V'Nafal. If a person rents a house to his friend, and then it falls, the house caves in. Chayv L'Hamad L'Bayis. You have to provide him with another Bayis. Hayakatan Lo Yasenu Gadol. Gadol Lo Yasenu Katan. If the house was small, you don't provide him with a big house. If the house was big, you don't provide him with a small house. If you look at the Rav Bar Tanur, he points out, that's if you showed him a house and you said, I'm renting you a house like this. If it was not, I'm renting you a house like this, but I'm renting you this house, and then it falls down, then you're not responsible to provide him with another house. And if you just say, bayis stam, so you just could give him any size house. You give him a bayis, that's gadol, katan, it doesn't matter. If you didn't identify a particular house as a model home of what you're going to be giving him. Echad lo yasenu shnayim, shnayim lo yasenu echad. If it had one room, you can't give him a two-room house in its place. If it was a two-room house, you can't give him a one-room house in its place. Leivchos mechalonos v'yosifalein. You can't give him any fewer or any more windows. Eli midas shnayim, unless they both agree to it. Now we move on to Perek Tes. Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. Hamakabel sadim chaveru makom shnagul liktzar yiktzar. If you receive as an aris, as a sharecropper, a field from somebody else, you get one third, one quarter of the crop, or it's a chakirus agreement, which means that you get X amount of bushels of wheat or whatever it is that you're farming per year. So where the minig is to be to do katsira, then you follow that minig. I mean, if the farmers harvest as well, but through katsira, through cutting, then that's what you're expected to do. La'akor yakor, if the farmers typically harvest by yanking it out of the ground, by uprooting it from the ground, then that's what you got to do. Lachrosh achrov yachrosh, if the common custom in that place is to plow after the harvest, then you got to plow after the harvest. Hakol kemina kamedina, everything has to follow the minhag medina. Shem shecholk mitzvua, kal cholk mitzevnu v'kash. And just like they share the tevua, they also share the straw and the stubble. Shem shecholk b'yayin, kal cholk b'zmaros v'kanim. And if it's a vineyard that you're working in, so just like you divide the wine, you also divide the branches and the grapevines. Ushneim sapkin esakanim, and they both of them, because they they share the poles that support the grapevines, and they both therefore have to provide the poles that support the grapevines. So let's review what we learned today. In the very last Mishnah of Parakhas, we said that if a person rents a house to his friend and then the house falls down, the maskir has to give him a new house, and it should be the equal of the previous house. No bigger, no smaller, no more windows, no fewer windows, no more rooms, no fewer rooms, etc. Then we learned in Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph that if a person is a farmer or a sharecropper, he should do it. The responsibility of the work that he has is whatever is the Minhag Medina, how they harvest, whether they plow after the harvest, and they divide everything. They divide not only the grain, but the tevin and the kash, and they divide not only the wine, but the grapevines and the posts, and they therefore both have to provide the posts as well. But from next time, we'll pick up with the Perek Tes Mishnah Beis.